Forrest Overhelman had big plans for 2020. He was going to graduate med school, start his residency. He's 29 and had just married his college sweetheart. They wanted to host parties, travel overseas to Ireland. Then the pandemic hit. He started his training in pain medicine and rehab at Indiana University. Just 2 months in, he was deployed to a COVID unit.
Being a new physician and having to call family members and tell them that you have a day to get to the hospital. Oh, I think that your mother is being upgraded to the ICU. She may not make it till tomorrow. And to never receive formal training in how to deliver that news or to cope with that was certainly difficult.
Forrest says he wouldn't wish that upon anybody. Stress levels were sky high. But that wasn't even the scariest part. Here's Forrest's wife, Nicole.
So January 2020, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I started going through treatment for that. And so I was like mid-treatment when March came around. And, you know, and so when we found out he was going to be working with a lot of COVID patients, there were definitely some worries that we had.
Cancer treatment weakened her immune system. It was nerve-wracking for her to know that her husband was in the hospital every day, face-to-face with a deadly virus everyone knew so little about. They weren't sure what was the best way to stay safe. With so many unknowns at the time, they were winging it like everyone else. They still lived together, but every day after work, before any interaction, Forrest would toss his clothes in the laundry and hop in the shower.
You know, by the time he was like all clean and everything like that, like that's when we could begin like our home routine of being like, hello, we live together, we're married now, let's spend time together. But it's just one of those things that became part of our routine.
With Forrest seeing so many COVID patients, they really locked down and kept their distance from loved ones, especially older family members. And that meant Nicole went through most of her cancer treatment all alone. Her mom would drop off pots of yummy Filipino food and she got to FaceTime her besties. But nothing beats in-person social support.
You know, when someone is really sick, it's usually like, oh, I'm going to come visit you. Oh, I'm going to bring you dinner. Oh, I'm going to, you know, do XYZ things in person to support you.
Nicole worked remotely as a school psychologist. She envied those whose partners could also work from home.
You know, being a doctor wife, that's not really something that can be a reality, sadly. So I do feel a little bit envious at times that, you know, they get to see their spouses a lot more often and kind of split a lot of the responsibilities.
Nicole's cancer went into remission, which was great news. And not long after, they found out they're pregnant. They got vaccinated and were grateful to grow their social bubble to include extended family. Nicole gave birth to their baby Alina last summer. They also closed on a new cozy home, just big enough for their growing family.
So this is our very messy living room. We spend most of our time here, I would say, spending time with our daughter, and we'll watch movies and things like that while she's sleeping.
It's also where Forrest and Nicole sit and chat after stressful workdays. Forrest says healthcare workers get all the thanks. Their partners and family members aren't recognized nearly enough.
It's very stressful to be in the hospital for 60 to 80 hours a week as an intern resident. And just having the support of my wife at home, you know, I think it's probably the most important thing that got me through all this. So I'm very fortunate.
At this point, what he looks forward to the most is
being able to mark my schedule out and say this is when I'm going to be able to take her to school and be able to go out to dinner with Nikki.
And maybe finally take that trip to Ireland. Farah Yusri, Side Effects Public Media.